Word Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in, and happy Valentine's Day to you and to all those that you love. You are loved. The Bible says over and over that we are the beloved of the Lord, and so, you know, dearly beloved, and we pray that that you are having a great Valentine's Day. Today I will be at a memorial service, a funeral. A very dear saint of God, our from our Assemblies of God Fellowship. She went to church at a whole new level on Sunday morning, and so we're going to be traveling and honoring her and celebrating her life. Her husband said Jesus gave her life for her, and she gave her life for Jesus, and she's a pastor's wife, a missionary. Her and her husband served on the missions field. They served in our national office. He was the district superintendent, and so she's been there and just a real treasure. And we were praying for a different outcome, but it was her appointed time, and so we're going to be going and celebrating her life and promotion to the presence of Jesus today. It's also a special day of birthdays for a number of people. A family member is having a birthday, a milestone birthday today, and another person in our congregation, they're having a milestone birthday today as well. Different milestone, but they're celebrating, and so we are very thankful. Do want to say thank you also to not only our biological family, but our spiritual family as well, part of which includes the folks at Weirich Air, WEIRICH. Their phone number is 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Here earlier in the week, it's in the 80s, 80s. That's hot for this time of year, and it promises to get hotter as the summer approaches, and so I want to encourage you to give the folks at Weirich Air a call, 321-632-9538. If your unit is not running at peak efficiency, if it's not running at all, give them a call. They can handle your electrical problems, your air conditioning problems, your heater problems. And they love Jesus, and they'll be a blessing to you. 321-632-9538. And I do pray that you are going to have an awesome day celebrating the fact that you are loved. You are a gift from God to this community at this day and time. He chooses the times and the places that we are to live. And so I want to encourage you, be a blessing today. Go out, be a blessing. As I'm here today, I'm counting on that verse that we started the Refresh Radio program with 7.5 years ago, and that is this: he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And I pray that if you have been refreshing others, that today the presence of the Lord will be very dear to you, and that you will experience the goodness of God in a very special way. So, Psalm 18, we're going to begin reading today in verse number 40. It says, "You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so I have destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save me, even to the Lord. But he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets." Now, I want to encourage you, we're talking about spiritual enemies here. We're not talking about actually, you know, invading armies that are trying to kill us and things like that. So don't be going out and trying to just eliminate all of your enemies from the face of the earth. We want them saved, not destroyed. So a little New Testament perspective on an Old Testament passage. So verse number 43, you have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. So let's look at verse number 43. It says, you have delivered me from the strivings of my people. And so in Psalm 18, we have talked about a number of the ways that God has delivered us. The most recent of which we talked about is God who arms me with strength. He teaches my hand to make war so that I can use weapons that in my natural strength I can't even use. He gives me victories over my enemies because I have pursued them, and that he has given us the strength for the battle. Today, I want to show a little bit of a different perspective on deliverance, and this is in the past tense. It says, you have delivered me from the strivings of the people. And this is, you have made a way of escape for me. You have delivered me. You have made a way for me to slip out. I don't know if you remember the passage in the New Testament where Jesus is teaching in the synagogue. They didn't like what he had to say, so they took him to the edge of a cliff, and they were going to throw him off of the cliff. And then it says that Jesus walked right through the midst of them. It wasn't that suddenly, you know, they're pushing him one side, and you know, magically he's on the other side. It is that God made a way. Jesus began to walk through these people who were seeking to destroy him, and God caused them to part like the Red Sea, and Jesus was able to walk right through the midst of them. You know, I always thought that passage was interesting until I went on a missions trip one time, and I literally experienced this, where there were people who surrounded us. They picked up stones the size of extra large baked potatoes. They unsheathed their machetes. They had us surrounded on 360 degrees. A woman of authority said, you all need to leave here now. And so we said yes. And those people who were prepared to do us harm ended up parting just like the Red Sea. We walked right through the midst of them. An hour and a half later, we were distributing food about 150 yards away from where those same people had gathered to do us harm. God will make a way. You know, I talk about in the New Testament, God will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you are able to bear, but with each temptation will make a way of escape. Now, ultimately, I believe the best way for God to deliver us from temptation is for him to change our heart. Many people have this philosophy. Well, you know, if I'm in a position and I can't get out of this position, God's going to rip heaven wide open. He's going to reach down with his hand, going to snatch me up by the hair, going to pick me up, put me in a safe place, and then set me down. Well, I want you to know that this passage says God is able to do just that. It's not his favorite way of deliverance. His favorite way is to give us the commands of God, and we say God's going to deliver us from evil because he's going to deliver us from unhealthy heart attitudes, so that we don't find ourselves in that position. But we do live in a fallen world. We live in a world where people have ungodly motives and they have ungodly attitudes and they want to destroy everything that doesn't line up with them. Well, we are living in a society that is shouting tolerance. The very people who are shouting tolerance are the most intolerant of any opposition. All you got to do is look at history and you will see that whenever there is a person that is demanding tolerance, one of the first things that they do if they ever get power is to no longer tolerate any different mindset, attitude, belief system. You know, they have to suppress all of that. It happens right now all the time. But David said, "You have enabled me to slip out." David had been pursued by Saul, and God helped him to escape on a number of times. There were times when Saul was pursuing David on one side of a mountain, while David was actually going the opposite direction on the other side of the mountain. One of the times, David was able to be delivered because God gave him the insight before Saul and his armies arrived. And David said, "Are these people that I just saved, that I just delivered from the hand of the enemy, are they going to turn me over to Saul?" And the answer that came back from the Lord is yes. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I believe that wisdom says if there is a person that says they're out to destroy you, like we see nations around the world that are constantly threatening other people, here's my belief. I believe them. If they tell me that that's what's in their heart, I believe them. I don't minimize it. I don't say, well, they're just speaking hyperbolically or anything like that. If somebody says, "We hate your guts and we want to rid the earth of you and your presence, and we pray that nobody ever," I tend to believe that that's an adequate representation of their heart. And therefore, it is going to impact the way that I am able to deal with them. So David says, "You have delivered me from the strivings of the people." So there's a great deal of things that are implied in that particular word when it describes the strivings of the people. It could be the attacks of the people. Now, I had a gentleman that worked for me one time. He was a worship leader, and ended up moving back to a different region, a very cold portion of the country thermally during the winter months, and he and his family moved back up there in the winter months. And a little while later, he called me and he said, "Pastor Bob, I've been elected as pastor of this church." And he said, do you have any words of wisdom for me?" And I said, "Okay, here's what I want you to do." Now, y'all are going to think this is not very spiritual, and that's okay. I said, "I want you to go down to the biggest box hardware store that you have in that area." And he said, "Okay." I said, "When you go into that store, I want you to find the paint department." "Okay." And I said, "And in that paint section, you are going to find that they are going to have all sorts of different paint preparations. And I want you to find the sandpaper." "Okay." And I said, "And when you find the sandpaper, I want you to find the roughest grouted sandpaper or gritted sandpaper that you can find. Okay. And then I want you to take it, and I just want you to begin to rub it on your forearms And I said, because if you're going to be the pastor, you're not always going to find that everybody likes the decisions that you make or the things that you say, and you're going to develop some thick skin in order to deal with that. I will just tell you this. Now, we've got a great church at Merit Assembly of God, and so I don't want you to take this as anything that is going on current, but I will tell you that in order to be the pastor, you've got to realize that there are going to be people who don't always treat you as an ally. They will not always support you. Sometimes they're going to launch an attack against you. And we've never had anything vicious or anything like that in the past 20 years or so. But David said, God, you've delivered me from the attacks, the strivings, the disagreements of the people. Sometimes people do not always treat other people the very, very best. If you've got a boss at work, I can assure you, especially if they're mid-level management, they're probably getting it from both directions. On this Valentine's Day, why don't we take an opportunity to be a blessing to someone and say, you know what, I appreciate you. You may not realize that God has positioned you to help that person escape from the mental attacks that are occurring because of all of the other adversity that they are dealing with. I want to remind you once again, you are the loved of the Lord. Okay? And if there are people who are saying things and you see, it's not just a church issue. Sometimes it's a home issue. Sometimes it's a work-related issue. Sometimes it can be a school issue. If you live in a fallen world, there are going to be people who feel like the only way that they can get ahead is to attack those who are doing better than they are. They think that they can pull themselves up by dragging others down. That's not the way Christians operate. The devil is called the accuser of the brethren, and this Valentine's Day, can we as the Church of Brevard County, can we agree not to do the devil's business? But instead, build each other up, appreciate one another. So there's the attacks, it can be controversy, and this is one of the things that I pray is, God, I want you to deliver me so that I do not become the source of controversy. So whenever I am studying, if there's a revelation that comes to me, I want to make sure that I'm hearing from God. So many people think that every idea that they have is a great idea. Well, not every idea is a God idea. And if it's not a God idea, then I only want to put out there the God ideas. And so there are a lot of times when I go to minister friends of mine and say, what do you think about this thought? And I've got some reliable, very, very smart, intelligent, knowledgeable ministers who have edified my life. And it's not always been a yes. Sometimes the deliverance comes when they say no. Have you ever thought of the fact that one of the ways that God keeps us from controversy is he says no to some of the things that we think that we've absolutely got to have in our life? So it can not only be a work-related attack. Sometimes people just get downright mean. David says, you have delivered me. You've made in a way of escape from the strivings of the people. And sometimes those attacks can be personal. And I will tell you this, personal attacks do not help the cause of the kingdom. Okay? Saul wanted to destroy David because it was personal. He wanted Jonathan to sit upon the throne, not David. So it was about who it was, even though David was his own son-in-law. He said, no, the kingdom should be Jonathan's. Okay. But Jonathan had a covenant relationship with David. They were allies. They were not adversaries. And even Jonathan recognized the anointing that was on David to rule and reign. And he said this, even my father knows this. So just because God's will didn't line up with Saul's will, Saul launched personal attacks against David. Now listen, David was not perfect. David had some serious character flaws, and you know, he wasn't a great disciplinarian as a father. He was a great military mind. He saw all sorts of victories, but he didn't know how to develop in his kids an appreciation for God the same way that he had an appreciation for God. There was things with Uriah the Hittite and Bathsheba and Joab and his dealings and all of that. There were times when David when he made this statement, "Today I am weak, though anointed king," because of some of the actions of Joab. And he said, "These sons of Zeruiah are too strong for me." David said, I want you to understand that I have a sanctuary, a fortress that I run to whenever the attacks get personal. Sometimes the attacks can be financial. Sometimes they can be legal. They can be authority issues, jurisdiction issues, whatever it might be that you might be going through today. I want you to understand that God loves you enough to know what you are going through, and he himself will come and make a way for you to get out of that adversarial position and get to a safe place. But it is not a different, it's not just a different place. It is a place of victory, a place of authority, a place of dominion. Okay? But we've got to be willing to say yes. When the angels came to Lot and said, "We need you to get out of here because we cannot act until we get you to a safe place," Lot began to argue with them and say, I can't go there. That place is too difficult. And they said, "Okay, we'll go here. But we still can't act until we get you delivered." And then when Lot's wife looked back and he said, "You know what? I think I'll go where they told me to go in the first place." And then he found himself in an isolated situation, and there was some unfortunate situations. I will tell you this, you know, since we're talking about Lot, let me tell you this. Substance abuse will never deliver you. Entertainment will never be your deliverer. There's only one who is able to make a way of escape, no matter how intense the strivings, the arguments, the controversy, the personal attacks, the legal attacks, the attacks on the word that God has spoken over your life. There is only one person who is able to deliver you from all of the attacks of the enemy and render his weapons powerless and useless in your life. And his name is Jesus. You know what? If you're looking for love today, I can tell you this, you will find it in the presence of Jesus. And once you have that relationship with Jesus as the anchor of your life, you're going to find that he's going to give you a greater love for those around you. You will all of a sudden see people the way Jesus sees them. You will see them when they hurt. You will see them when they are under attack. You will see that they need deliverance as well. It's one of the things I love about Barnabas. Barnabas didn't see Saul of Tarsus the same way that everybody else did. Ananias had heard the rumors of Saul, but Jesus said to him, Ananias, I need you to go and I need you to pray for this man named Saul. Ananias says, God, I'm not really sure you've heard everything there is about, you know, all that he's doing. And he said, I want you to go and I want you to pray for him because I've told him you're coming and you are going to bring healing to his life. And so Ananias went in and he didn't see Saul any longer as a threat. He walked in and he said, Brother Saul, today, if you're feeling all alone, I want you to know Merit Assembly of God is here for the relationships that you might have in your life, that if you need deliverance because you're under attack. I'm not just talking about demonic attack. I'm talking about very real people using very real tactics to try and bring you very, very great injury and harm in your life. God is able to position you with wisdom, with a way of escape. And like I say, he's not just looking to get you out of that situation. Look at what it says next. You have made me the head of the nations. It wasn't just an escape hatch. It was a repositioning for victory. So I pray today that you have a happy Valentine's Day. Make sure that you tell Jesus that you love him today. I can tell you with great authority that he loves you. And today he is going to help you to find a way of escape so you can be delivered from every attack that is formed against you. God bless you. We'll see you next week right
here
on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.